So, Shiva has Chandra. Shiva also has five faces. How can you have Chandra on all the five faces? What does Chandra Panchamukha mean here? So that's a sort of a teaser that Venkata Kavi throws. Here Chandra just means beautiful. Beautiful, enchanting five faces. So, like this, many times he uses familiar words but in a totally different context. So unless we are careful with interpreting the meanings, we can actually interpret it like half-baked fashion. Or maybe, you know, if we go with a tremendous baggage of bias and skepticism, whether the person existed or not, whether somebody else composed in Vuthukadu Venkata Kavi's name, whether an elaborate hoax has been perpetuated on the entire Carnatic world and Indian culture by certain vested interests, all these kind of things, we'll say, what is this composition? He doesn't even know this basic thing. What kind of thing? This composition, it will be second rate. It's all a mistake. Chandra Panchamukha, what is this? Totally. So, we can be dismissive just because we have gone with that baggage. So, how can a composer, where you are having like more than 400 available works, not exist? And how can we ever prove somebody does not exist first? You can prove the existence of something. How can you prove a non-existence of anything? So, the fact is, these 400 compositions are facts. That is available. And a normal cursory study of even a couple of, say, maybe 20% or 10% of this will also prove what kind of a quality person. Now, look at all this. Whether you are looking at melody, sahitya, basically, or rhythm, the quality of the concert worthiness of these pieces is what I'm talking about. The high quality Vagyayakara, only a brilliant Uttama Vagyayakara will be able to even conceive such masterpieces. Suppose Uthukada Venkata Kavi, like Subraya Shastri, only composed 12 pieces or 13 pieces, he should be still bracketed as a master composer, only on the weightage of those 12 or 13 pieces. But here we are talking about a composer who is so prolific. You are talking about 400 available compositions, of which at least 300 have been published by all these great descendants who have preserved the works. They are no less than your other great schools who have preserved the works of master composers, whether it is Umayalpuram school or Valajapet school or Dikshita's various schools. We have to treat them with the same kind of respect and the kind of thing that we are giving for other people who have been guardians of such heritage and tradition for so many centuries. So, here we are looking at that kind of quality works. So, going back to the composition. Niravari kamani ramani ramani mukhajala madhupa mukhasharagita tanapalana tamasadi garabhasatana chandra pancha mukhapalayelo ఆనందదిగా నిరుపాధిగా మోగనవరణ పణవానగ దుందు బిడిండి మెఢక్కల మృదంగ ధీ మృద ధీంది తరీత సమకృత He mentioned some of the percussion instruments in this. Panava anaka dundubi dindima dakka mridangam. Panavanaka dundubi dindima dhakka mridanga dhimrida dhimi tarita samakrita dhakara payalaya సమయతి ఆశ్చరణం సద్యోజ్జత ముఖ భాసుర సుర పూజిత పవనన Any student who wants to know the names of five faces of Shiva can just study this song and you get these facts. So, Ishana, Vama, Agora, Tatpurushanana, Sadhyojjata. All the names he has mentioned in this. That's one of the characteristics of Uthukada Venkata Kavi. He generally rarely did things in halves. He would rather do the full thing when he starts. Many of the composition, it's replete with a lot of facts. So, on that note, let us go to the next composition, which is probably the only composition in Carnatic literature or probably even the Indian literature, which mentions each and every one of the 63 Nayanmars. And that is also the only composition in Tamil in this Saptaratna set. Just like Jagadananda Karaka is the only composition in Sanskrit of Tyagaraja's Pancharatna set, this is the only one in Tamil. And just look at again the spontaneity with which he has composed this and the spirit with which he approaches this song. First of all, the raga chosen is fantastic. Paras. Paras again brings a very beautiful, poignant atmosphere into this. When we think of Rakti Ragas, we talk of Anandabhairavi, Sahana, Kedara Gola, Akiri, Deva Gandhari kind of things, which are mostly janyams of Shankarabharanam, Harikambodhi or Karagara Priya. Very rarely, of course, Natabhairavi also. Varali is an exception, which is classified as a Rakti Raga. But we rarely talk about Maya Malugula janyams as a Rakti Raga. Paras is one of those examples, which is a rare instance of a janyam of some raga like Maya Malugula, but still it's very, very Rakti oriented. It's full of evocative appeal. Aalavadennalo Shivame, Unnadiyar Kadiyar Kadiyanai, Meelada Aalavadennalo. That's the opening of this whole composition. Punmai Piravi Pohavenum, Edithal Punya Piravi Ahavenum, Innavaril Uruvarai Pole. That's a charanam where he comes in. But in between, let's also look at the Anupalavi.
Keladalikum Varame Andamedanadirkum Parame Keladalikum Varame Andamedanadirkum Parame
The thing about Uthukada Venkata Kavi is that many of the compositions, you don't actually even need a mridangist. Many of the finishes he himself has given. And you don't need somebody else to set separate adavas and jatis for his compositions. Because he was probably at a time when music and dance were much more closely related than what happened later on. And Bhagavata Mela tradition, which again was a very, very important art form in Uthukada, Melattur and some of these other centers then, again influenced some of these compositions where he was able to create music in such a way that it had a lot of intersprinkling of melody, rhythm and lyrics effortlessly happening seamlessly. Tadikka tam ena viditta talamum, tudikka tam ena. How he is punning between the tadikka and tudikka in the jati and the lyrics in this composition, you see this. Tadikka tam ena viditta talamum, tudikka tam ena madittu gati pera aalavadennalo. So,
Tadhikkatamena vidittatalam Purikkadamena madhittagati peragalavadennalo Punmai piravi pogavenum Edittam punniya piravigalagavenum Innavaril oruvarai pol
So, I should not be reborn. If ever I am reborn, it should be a very good janma, like one of these people. Innavaril oruvarai pole. And who are these people? That's where he names each one of the 63 Nayanmars in this.
சீர்கழி மணம் சிவபாத மகன் திருநவரசன்
மணிவாஜக
சுந்தரரனும் என்னவரில் ஒரு சிறு தொண்ட திருநீல கண்ட விரண்மின் அபி நந்தி தண்டி அடிகள் எனும் என்னவரில்
ஒருவரே போல
ஐயடிகள் கடவர் கோணாய கணம் புல்ல நின்ற சீர் நெடுமாறு கணராக தமுனையாடுவாரு திருநாளை போவர் எனும் இன்னவரு.
Each one of them is a name. ஐயடிகள் கடவர் கோன். So திருநாளை போவார் is நந்தனார். Then sing the fifth one.
மயன
கஞ்சாரணேஷ
பூசலாயடுவாய சோமசிமர மங்கைய கரசி குங்கிலிய கரைய இளையாங்குடி மகர அதிபண்டாய கூட்டு கோட்புலி சேத்திய சத்திய சிறப்புலிய சிறை துணைய புகழ் துணைய குலச்சிலைய கர பிரதிபதிய பகையரனும் என்னவரில்
ஒருவரை.
I said this before, but it's worth saying again. In cricket, you hear about people scoring six sixes in one over. Like Gary Sobers was the first to do that, then Ravi Shastri did it after some time. And then finally, recently, Yuvraj Singh did that. So, Uthukad Venkatakavi did this six sixes concept of a few hundred years back itself. In this composition, if you see that last finish that he has given here, sing that part. Just as an appetizer for those six sixes, he also starts with three boundaries, with three fours. Court police kiyer tattiyer, tamtaka tamtaka tamtaka, then the six sixes. So, look at the kind of the genius of the composer. Where that striking finishes are given. That's it. Venkatakavi's compositions are replete with such fantastically emphatic, accented finishes with a punch. In many compositions, I can keep giving examples, but since there is a paucity of time, I will move on to the next, the final Saptaratna Kriti. But before that, one particular line in this, the final Charanam, when he ends it, he says, இணை ஒன்றும் இல்லா பதத்தினை ஆக வேணும். Look at that word play over there. It's almost like a paradoxical statement. I must become comparable to your feet which are beyond compare. இணை ஒன்றும் இல்லா பதத்தினை ஆக வேணும் ஆளாவது என்னாலோ. So like this, this also if you noticed, some of this parents of these Nayanmars did not believe in keeping, you know, easy names like, you know, Ravi, Shashi kind of thing. Very, very tongue-twisting names. I actually seriously wonder how they used to call their children. You know? Look at some of these things. Kulachiraya, Kulachiraya, please come here kind of thing. How you are actually going to be calling your child like this? Mostly they managed it and anyway they became history now. But Venkatakavi has effortlessly brought all those names into these compositions. And also in a composition like this, you can see the spontaneity with which he has composed the whole thing. It's not like, you know, he first took a big chart and wrote down all the names of these 63 people, started filling the charanams and then kept scratching his head, oh, I only filled 34 so far, what do I do with the other 29 or so. So no such dilemma, you just see the spontaneous way in which, how much immersed they were all in this kind of thing. And the third point which I want to make here is the quality of Tamil. The scholarship of Venkatakavi in Tamil is something that was initially not very obvious because some of the popular songs like Alai Payude Kanna and others started giving an image as though he was a Krishna devotee who composed very lilting, very friendly, user-friendly kind of pieces, colloquial Tamil kind of thing. But here you see compositions like this where the entire grandeur of that language is brought out in a manner that is as good as any that you will see in the literature. And the vocabulary that he had in Tamil or the expressions that he had, for example, I can give Mummada Veda Mugatti Vinayakan Mohimala Ready Panivom. In all that compositions, you will see very Sanskritized approach to Tamil itself. So, the fundamental fact that has to be highlighted here is compositions like Alai Poyude Kanna and others, which got popular, were actually part of one single opera that Venkata Kavi composed. They are not separate songs at all. They were all part of the opera based on Bhagavatam. And most of those compositions that we heard are in the words of the gopis, who are supposed to be pretty colloquial people. So he would not bring scholarly language when he is actually paraphrasing what the gopis are talking about. So that is in keeping with the character of the people that he was representing in that composition. But whereas his own one-off compositions, his own normal compositions in Tamil would be of a totally different league many times. Now, the final Saptaratna Kriti is in Madhyamavati. Tyagaraja Swami chose Shri for ending the Pancharatna set. And another beautiful contrast is that Shri, Tyagaraja starts all the charanams on the beat, but the composition itself starts after the first beat has fully ended. It starts on the second beat. So every charanam will start on samam but come and finish, land on the second beat of the tala. Whereas Uthukada Venkata Kavi, what he has done is, he has kept another anchor charanam in this third, in the third line of the charanam becomes anchor, and that starts before the beat. So every charanam will start on the beat but end before the beat. So let's look at the contrast here. Sundarananda Kumara.
Sundarananda Kumara Suruchirana Ve Tulasi Sundarananda Kumara Suruchirenave Tulasi Mandara Giridhara Dheera Mandara Giridhara Dheera Govardhana Dheera Yamuna Vikaya Sundara
Kumara. It's addressed directly to the Lord. Prananatha Rajagopala Radhika Lola Grihana Rajagopala. Rajagopala Swami is the deity in Mannargudi. Uthukada Venkata Kavi is said to have been born somewhere in the Mannargudi area but migrated to Uthukada later on, where he composed a lot of songs on that particular deity. But you see a plethora of compositions on Mannargudi Rajagopala Swami also. And of course, he visited a lot of other kshetrams and so composed a lot of compositions. Even in Chennai, in the Triplicane Parthasarathi Swami temple, there are certain compositions. There is a composition on the Murugan Sannidhi in the Kapalishwara temple also, in Mylapore. There are compositions in Kanchi, Madurai, Tiruvarur, so many other centers. But in this one, Grihana Rajagopala, please accept my offering. And in each one of the charanams, in the Shodashopachara, in the puja that people do, 8 of this he has offered in 8 charanams in these compositions. Argyam, Padyam, Achamanam, Deepam, Dupam, Tambulam, Bhuktam, etc., etc. I'll just give a couple of examples.
Re 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 sare mare re sare fani fani mare mare fani pa ma pa pa re ma pa ri pa ma pa ni pa pa ni pa pa fani pa ma pa ni pa pa re mare ga ga ja lo ga la pa sa ma
ಸಮಾರಲೋಚನ ರಸಗನ ರಸಿಕವರ ಸುರುಚಿ ಸುವರ್ಣ ಚರು ಸಿಂಹಾಸನ
ಸಿಂಹಾಸನ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್
ಪರಿಮಸುನ್ಮುತ ಪದ ಪಂಕಜ ನವಯೌವನ ಮನ್ಮಥ ಮನ್ಮಥ
ಗಜಪದಿಪಸನ್ಮುತ ಪರ ಪಂಕಜ ನವಯೌವನ ಮನ್ಮಥ ಮನ್ಮಥ ಗದ ಸುಮನ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ
ಸಮ್ಮದ
ಸುಮನ ಸಾಕ್ಷದಯುತ ಪದ್ಯಮಿದಂ
ಸಂಗ್ರಹ
ಸರ್ವಮಂಗಳ ಸುರ ಸುರವಂದಿತ ನಗನ ಗಮನ ಕಿಂಕಿನಿ ದಿಂಚಿತ ಗರ್ಭಿತ ದಯನದ ಖಂಡಿತ ಮಂಗಳ ಕಲಶ ಸ್ಥಿತ ಮದ್ಯಮಿದಂ
ಸಂಗ್ರಹ ಮುರಳೀಧರ
ಮುಸಳೀಧರ ಸೋದರ ಮುರಳೀಕರ ಅತಿಯದಿ ತಲಯ ಮುನ ಶುಭ ಜನ ಸಮಯುಕ್ತ ಮಾಚಮನೀಯ ಸಂಗ್ರಹ
ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಆನ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಒನ್
ನವ ನವ ಪಲ್ಲವ ಮಲ್ಲಿಕ ಹರಿವನಿತ ಮನ ಮಾಲಿಕ
ಮೃಗ
ಪಾಲ ಕನಕ ಚೇರ ನೀಲ ಸರೋರು ಧೃತಿಜ ಮಾಧವ ಗಲದರ ಸೋದರ ಶುಭಕರ ಮಂಗಳ
ಮಂಗಳಕರ ದೀಪಮಿದಂ. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್, ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಫುಡ್ ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್.
ಪಯದಯ ಸೂಪರುಚಿಕರ ತರ ಪಾಕ ಲೋಕ ನವನೀತ ಚಲಸ್ಕುಲ್ಯದಲ್ಲಿ ನವ ಪರಚಿಕರ ಸಮಂದಿತ ಸಟ್ರಸಯುತ ಪುತ್ಯಮಿದಂ ಸಂಗ್ರಹ
ಪಾಯಸಾದಯ ಸೂಪರ್ ರುಚಿಕರ. ಪಾಯಸಲತ್ರೇಂದು ಸೂಪ್ ಮಟ್ಟು ಎಲ್ಲ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಪಂಟಾರ್ ಸರ್ ವೆಂಕಟ ಕವಿ ಅಬ್ಡಿನ್. ಯು ಕಾನ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ಸೂಪ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೂಪ್. ಪಾಯಸಾದಯ ಸೂಪರ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಘೀ ದಾಲ್. ಪಾಯಸಾದಯ ಸೂಪರ್ ರುಚಿಕರ ತರ ಪಾಕ ತೋಕ ನವನೀತ ಚಾಷ್ಕುಲ್ಯ ದಧಿ ನವ ಫಲ ಚಿತ್ರಾನ್ನ ಸಮನ್ವಿತ ಷಡ್ರಸಯುತ ಭುಕ್ತಂ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್. ದೆನ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಈ ಫಿನಿಷಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿತ್ ತಾಂಬೂಲಂ.
ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ಮನರಂಜನ ಮಧು ಮುರಳೀಧರ ಭೂಗೀ ಫಲ ಸಂಯುಕ್ತ ನಾಗವಲ್ಲೀಧರಯುತ ತಾಂಬೂಲಮಿದಂ ಗ್ರಹ.
ನೌ ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಪ್ತರತ್ನ ಅಷ್ಟರತ್ನ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಕಾಲ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್. ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಪಂಚರತ್ನ ಕೃತೀಸ್ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ಅ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಕನಕನ ರುಚಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇವನ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್. ಲೇಟರ್ ಆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ it started getting into vogue. So as far as Bhutugadu Venkatakavi is concerned, this is just a daily prayer song for him. Perhaps every day he would probably finish his rituals and then finish off with this song where he's just offering these various things as he was doing the thing. But in that itself there is so much of artistic weightage and value in that thing. So how does he finish this?
Kalyan guna karuna aile ಕಲಿಯ ಫಣ ಪದಲೋರಬಲಂಬಕೇನು ಕಲಿ ಕುಲಕಾಯ ಚಂದ್ರವರ್ಣ ಗಜ ಸುಂದರಿ ಜನ ವಿಲೋಲ ಮೇನುಗನ ವಿಷಣರೆ ಪಿಯ ಕೋಸ ಮೂಲ ವಿಧಿ ಮೂಲನ ಬನೀತ ನಿಜಗರ ಧರೋತ್ತಮ ಗೋಕುಲ ಸುಂದರ ಕುಮಾರ ಸುರುಚಿ ಸುಂದರ ಕುಮಾರ.
I sang this mainly to highlight one thing, which is that apart from the Madhyamakala Swarams and Sahityam, many compositions he has also inserted separate Madhyamakalams to come back to the Pallavi. So this he has done in even Gaula and some of these other compositions. Now look at Tyagaraja, how beautifully again his musicianship is brought out in the Tala aspect, where it's a simple thing, effortlessly they did it, but still it's interesting twist in that Pancharatna set, where he starts on the beat but ends after the beat. These are all small, small clues which will prove that it was composed and tuned by the same person. Only the composer will know which part of the Tala he was in, what he intended to do musically. If somebody else were to tune, for all you know, they might not even have started Enduro Manubhavulu in this beat. Enduro Manubhavulu Endiya paadirukla, somebody else tunes. Because that is almost like counterintuitive to start tuning something from here. Now you can see that happening many times when somebody comes and asks a musician to tune the composition. The first three or four options that they'll think of, the Adi Talatla fit Avama first Pathula. Subconsciously still they'll think whether it'll fit into Adi. Adi eliminated Asari Rupagatalam. Adrandu Mandi, if it doesn't work out, finally they'll go to Mishra Chapu. Mishra Chapulu, a few lines don't come somewhere, add up, sari, at least Khanda Chapula, Pandit Tolaji Pakalama, then finally they'll go to Khanda Chapu as a last resort. So the point is that you will never know where the composer intended it to be starting, before the beat, after the beat, all these things. Only the Vagyekara alone will be able to know and judge all these things and also be able to do it seamlessly. Now many of the compositions, if you look at Uthukada Venkatakavi, even the Navavarna Kritis, he has used talas like Sankirna Jati, Matte Talam, two kalais. And in Khanda Jati Dhruva Talam, two kalais again. Khanda Jati Tripura Talam. There are other compositions, one-off composition where he has composed one piece in Dvijayavanti in Mishra Jati Atta Talam. So like this, there are several ways in which you can see whether they are good Vagyekaras as such. So now, Tyagaraja, just one or two examples, even though it's familiar. We'll just see how it goes. In Jagadananda Karaka, you will see Tyagaraja using his signature three times. Possibly the only composition in Carnatic literature where a same composer assigned his piece three times. In the 8th Charanam, 9th Charanam and the 10th Charanam, you will see the Tyagaraja word happening. In Enduro Manubhavulu, it happens twice, in the 9th Charanam and the 10th one. Premamu pere golu namamulu talachayaru ramabekudele tyagaraja. Why don't we stop like that? Tyaga abdine vandu or crocodile, hungry crocodile maari continuous or karave kudukkadhu badala Tyagaraja abdine, we have to stop. Same thing in Anupalavi.
Aravindamu Jyoti Brahmananda. Aravindamu,
like that. we have to sort of make that carve is a little more meaningful. We can easily do this. This no, it doesn't take a huge amount of musicianship to do this at all. Even simple students, if they are aware, they can start following such small things to make a huge difference to compositions. I tell some of my students that in art or life, we should never confuse the minute with the minor. Minute is major actually in art or life. So the small things is what really makes high quality art or high quality any field actually. So
Rama bhaktu deene tyaga raj Rama bhaktu deene tyaga rajanu tu niye nijana surayena bhagavandu mayagana bhagavulu devi ke vandanu maganu bhavulu
So, in the short span of a couple of hours or so, we have just had a glimpse of the genius of both Tyagaraja as well as Muthugadu Venkatakavi. Of course, each composition you can keep talking endlessly and writing volumes about. There is so much of stuff in either of these works. But if we start getting aware of these small things, we can appreciate them with even more depth and execute them. As musicians also, or as students of music, the more we are aware of such things, the more we can work towards more faithful presentations, more soulful presentations of their brilliant genius. They compose effortlessly, but we have to put in a lot of effort. Their works demand a lot of effort. Their works demand a lot of mental investment as well. The investment of time, energy, emotion is huge. And of course, intellect also. So, it's been a great pleasure for me to spend some quality time with all of you, sharing some of the small insights about this wonderful works. Pancharatna Kritis of Tyagaraja and Saptaratna Kritis of Muthugadu Venkatakavi are among the greatest masterpieces in Carnatic music literature. There is no doubt about that at all. And so we have been able to take a look at this, and I hope that I'll get to spend such time with all of you in the near future again on similar themes. Thank you all. I also want to extend my warm appreciation to the wonderful people on the stage here, Akare Subbalakshmi on the violin and Mr. Shankar Narayan on the mridangam, and also my own students Anahita and Apurva, who assisted me in the thing. And but that I should also clarify that is there. I'm actually going to teach students more, it's going to be more practical. So I'll be teaching a few javalis and a few of the great repertoire from Brindaramal school, as well as techniques of Kalpanaswaram singing and other things. So even students of music are also welcome to join in that one. They can thank you.